The hit Showtime series Billions centers on the rivalry between two New York Titans, returning with new episodes every Sunday night at 10, 9 central, beginning February 19th, only on Showtime. The podcast series Redefining Rivalries will explore rivalry in four unique installments.
A brand new week means a brand new controversy for Uber, or two. The very latest coming up.
This is Tech News Briefing from the Wall Street Journal.
Hello and welcome. This is the Wall Street Journal's Tech News Briefing. I'm Tanya Bustos in New York. While it wouldn't be a brand new week without a brand new string of Uber controversies, the ride-hailing company has lost several key executives in recent weeks. The latest is president of ride-sharing Jeff Jones's resignation. Also impacting Uber this week, a Washington state judge has officially upheld a Seattle ordinance allowing Uber drivers to vote to unionize, a legislation that Uber was hoping to stall. Let's make sure we're up to date with the very latest. Anything can happen. Joining us now is the Wall Street Journal's Greg Bensinger, patching in from our San Francisco studio. Hey, Greg.
Hi.
So it's early in the week, so who knows what the next few days will hold. But since last week, a lot has gone down at Uber. So I'd love to do a little game of catch up on the latest. So first, let's talk about the Jeff Jones departure. How did this transpire?
On Sunday, Uber confirmed that Jeff Jones left. He's a highly touted executive they brought in from Target, where he was chief marketing officer. He was supposed to be a deputy to the CEO, Travis Kalanick, and sort of a number two. He was overseeing ride hailing, their sort of core service, as well as some marketing efforts. And this was a sudden departure. He's only been there 6 months. He was supposed to be sort of the adult in the room. He's nearly 50 years old, has a lot of corporate experience. He's left. It's not clear why, but it seems he was unhappy with what he was seeing at Uber. And he also may have been unhappy with the fact that Uber has announced that they're going out and looking for a real number two, if you will, a COO to help Kalanick manage affairs there. And, you know, he may feel like he was passed over and that's not what he was promised when they hired him.
Yeah, there were some rumblings about maybe there was something there. They're always seeming to have some sort of managerial problem of some kind. And amid all of this, we're also hearing that a judge in Washington State has rejected Uber's attempt to overturn a Seattle ordinance that gives its drivers the right to unionize. What's the latest out of Seattle mean for Uber's immediate future?
Well, this is a big fight for Uber. The city council there in 2015 rather, passed this ordinance that allows Uber and Lyft drivers to vote to unionize. It doesn't authorize the union. And Uber has been fighting this ordinance ever since, understandably. They don't see a need for a union. They think that unions would jeopardize the sort of freelance nature of driving for Uber. And, you know, whereas some drivers and the Teamsters Union, which is hoping to represent drivers there, says that this will give a unified voice to sort of fight for things like different wages and benefits. So Uber, one part of their strategy was to challenge certain rules in this ordinance, particularly the voting rules, which they say are too restrictive. Not enough drivers can vote. Uber feels that the more drivers that can vote, it's more likely they will vote against joining a union. So they want to get every voter driver voting possible. This restricts it to about 50 rides over a three-month period. That's sort of the baseline. If you've completed that, you can vote. Uber says that's too restrictive. They want more and more infrequent drivers to be part of the vote. The judge rejected their arguments, and so those voting rules stand, and be the next next step in Uber's fight to come.
You know, obviously these things are complicated, but you look at the wealth of bad controversy, it seems kind of bad for morale. Are they hopeful that they have a standing shot here?
It is hard to say. This is a long process, and they have the support of a few sort of business-centric groups that are also suing Seattle over this ordinance. Mm-hmm. They say that people shouldn't be allowed to unionize this way, and they have an argument to make, which is that these are not employees; these are contract workers, and contract workers, as the National Labor Relations Board sees it, can't unionize. So this would be sort of unprecedented. Uber is concerned naturally that if this union effort succeeds in Seattle, it could go to other cities that have a like-minded driver base,
and right.
that would be that could really muck up their business model.
We're speaking to the Wall Street Journal's Greg Bensinger about the latest Uber controversies. You're listening to the Wall Street Journal's Tech News Briefing. Thanks for joining us. So, Greg, it's another hit among many hits, and it just adds more to the pileup on Uber's plate. And, you know, with the hits coming and the lack of solid leadership, it keeps driving itself into this ditch, and it becomes less clear how it drives itself out of it. But it seems like whatever they do, they're at a turning point, you know, and it seems like the time is now for Uber to just kind of figure stuff out.
Well, you're right. They, you know, they need to have a more consistent message about that. What they've said is we're gonna bring in this number two, who's going to make the business run more smoothly, going to oversee potentially human resources matters. Of course, they've been charged with having sort of allowing sexual harassment and sexism in the office, and so they're they want to bring in somebody who can sort of temper all this and put them on a path towards an IPO that so many people have been waiting for.
Yeah, I mean, it's an interesting time for the company. Maybe we'll be chatting later in the week. Who knows what'll happen. Greg, thank you as always for the latest.
Thank you.
For more on reporter Greg Bensinger's story, check out WSJ.com. That'll do it for this edition of the Wall Street Journal's Tech News Briefing. I'm Tanya Bustos in New York. Thanks for listening.
For more podcasts, check us out at WSJ.com/podcasts. Become a subscriber on iTunes, Stitcher, Spotify, and now look for us on the Google Play Music app on Android devices.